I watched it. I mean, the leukemia was bad, but I mean, just the nausea and the headaches and what she went through, the chemo. I made that decision right then, just like I did with that ice cream, September 29, 2019. That stuff will never go in my body. Now, I'm not going to get cancer. I'm not going to get it, but I'm just saying if that were to happen, to me, sometimes the treatment is far worse than what you're actually going through. Now, that's my conviction, okay? Anyway, that's that. Let's move on. It always happens to me. I titled this, "Where Were You, Jesus?" Now, I'm just going to do this, and we got some prayer requests. Okay. So I'm going to do my introduction, and we'll do the prayer request, and then I'll fill up the rest of the hour with whatever I can with "Where Were You, Jesus?" Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 24. And I'm going to start with verse 13. I tell you what, I've got everything right in front of me. This is awesome. Look out. Have podium, we'll travel. Now, Monica may not remember, but Neva remembers the TV show Paladin, Have Gun, We'll Travel. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was five, that was my Christmas gift. When I was five in 1959, I got the whole outfit. I mean, I got the pants and the hat and the shirt and the guns and the little cards. Times are so much simpler back then. Didn't have to have a whatever. Where am I? Luke 24, verse 13. And the reason I want to do this is we just celebrated Easter. And this is really an Easter message that I'm going to do, but oh well. You know, it's the gospel. But let's read here in Luke chapter 24, verse 13. Luke 24, verse 13. Now, let's give you some background. We're at the end of the 3 days and three nights after Jesus was crucified, okay, and his body was placed in the tomb. Now, so you have to ask yourself, where was he? Okay, because I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but Jesus on the cross, he spoke. There's many things he spoke that are not recorded, and I know that because in Luke chapter 23, in verse 42, this is where Jesus is talking to the thieves on the cross, and one of the thieves says, "If you're the Son of God, blah, blah, blah," and cussing him out, blah, blah, and the other thief says, "Don't you know who this is? This is the Son of God." Now, you've got to ask yourself a question. Those three guys are hanging on a cross, each of them, and crucified, and it's an excruciating, torturous death. Now, I don't know about them, but Jesus had been beat and had received 39 lashes. We know that. And if you've ever seen The Passion, which I've only seen it once, and I will only see it once, I couldn't take it. Mm-hmm. Have you seen The Passion?
Yes. It was.
No. I sit there just, Jesus. I cried and wept, you know, and just, it's all, you know, and I can read it in the Word of God, and I walked out of there just.
Wrung out.
Yeah. Wrung out. That's a good way to say it. Thank you. That's a good way to say it. So we know what Jesus went through, but we know that all the times, you know, Father, forgive them. You know, they don't know what they're doing. You know, he told John, "Behold, you know, Mary, your mother now. Would you go take care of her?" So on and so forth. And so he must have said other, and I know he did, because I can prove it with the scriptures. I just don't have time. But he said other things and quoted the scripture while he's on the cross to exert his faith to get through the ordeal. And so that thief heard that, because you read the other account and the thief was belittling him. And now we get to the end, and he says, Jesus, I'm going to read here in Luke 24 in just a minute. But in Luke 23, he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into the kingdom." And so that's where he says, "I tell you today that you're going to be with me in paradise." Okay. Now, so then the next thing happens is, then Jesus, and the whole time he's talking to the Father, he calls him Father, 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 Father. Okay? Then all of a sudden he says, my God, or Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is to interpret it, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was at the point that God made Jesus sin. He laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And that's something we'll fully, more fully understand when we don't see clouded like we do right now, known in part. And you'll be very grateful. But then he said, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And then he says, it is finished. And often people say, right there, it's over with. You know? Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question. When Jesus said it is finished, it's my contention that what he's saying, okay, this process of me being made sin, it's over. And but many people, they'll preach, okay, the law was done away with then, and now we're entering into the New Testament. It's finished, and now we're entering into a new era. But I'm telling you that we were still under the old covenant at that time, okay? And when he said it was finished, he was meaning that the process of him being made sin, and now he's going to endure the wrath of God. Because if it was finished, if that was all it took was for him just to die on the cross, why did he disappear for 3 days? Mm-hmm. Got to ask yourself these kind of questions. Mm-hmm. Why didn't he just crawl down off the cross, just, you know, heal himself, crawl down off the cross and say, all hell, like he did 3 days later with the disciples who were freaked out and cowering in fear in Peter's house? Why didn't he just right then, you know, hey, all right, it's finished. Let's do it. You know, I, here I am. There's my side. There's the imprints. I'll go into all the world and preach the gospel. Why didn't he just do it then? Because the process was not over.
That's right.
The process was not over. The fact of you being redeemed and being able to be born again was not over. We're just in the beginning of it. We're talking 6 hours of agony that he endured from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Where God made him sin, all right? And so let's read here, and then we'll go to our intermission. Luke 24, verse 13. This is the road to Emmaus. Now, the 3 days and three nights have passed, okay? And so 3 days and three nights. I'll address that issue some other time about how long it was. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with him. So Jesus has been raised from the dead. All right? And he has already approached. The first one to see him, pop quiz, was Mary Magdalene. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, Mary Magdalene, okay? And that's where he said, touch me not. For I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go and tell your disciples that I've been raised from the dead, and I ascend to my God and your God. And she ran and told Peter, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So, and they talked together of all these things, verse 14, what had happened. It came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holding that they should not know him, so they didn't know it was Jesus. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have said one to another as ye walk and are sad? Or well, what are you guys talking about? Why are you so bummed out? That's what he says to them. What's going on here? What's your problem? And this one of them, whose name was Cleopas, so he's not one of the 11 disciples, answered and said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass in these days? Parenthetical would be 3 days. Like, where you been? Did you just get here? Do you not know what's gone on? Now he's asking Jesus that. Mm-hmm. Where you been? Boy, the patience of God. I tell you what. And Jesus said unto them, what things? Mm-hmm. And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Okay, so we're the third day from the time where Jesus was on the cross and he gave up the ghost and he said it is finished. And Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. All right. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but of him they saw not. Then he said unto them, Jesus, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ who has suffered these things? What things? What things? Well, the cross and the events that occurred in the 3 days and three nights. Where you been, Jesus? Where you been the last 3 days? You are clueless. Do you not know what's been happening? Yeah. I lived it. Verse 26. Ought not Christ...